his friends. This year should be a specialist for Aaron Ramirez Shiyichu, for Aaron Leigh Ben Sarah, Shlomita Dov Ben Sarah, Moshe Ben Malka, Tzvi Ben Yitl, the Baruch of Atzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Deyem, with the Brius Hashlema, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and Daf Lamed Vav, tells us very famously, one of the more famous sugyas, Itmar Shomer Shemaser L'Shomer, Rav Amar Pater, Rabbi Yechanan Amar Chayev. If one Shomer gives over a pikadon to another Shomer, Rav says the first Shomer is Pater, he doesn't have to pay. And Rabbi Yechanan says that the first Shomer, if something happened to the object, has to pay, he's Chayev. That's the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Vayter in the Gemara, it says Yosef Rabbi Ami v'Karmel al Hashmaitza. Rabbi Ami told over the psak of Rabbi Yechanan, who says that he's obligated to pay Shomer Shemaser l'Shomer. The first Shomer has to pay for the object. So Esvei Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal l'Rabbi Ami, he asked a kasha from the Mishnah. Hasecher para michavera v'shil acher mesa kedarka. If a person rents a cow from his friend, Shimon rents a cow from Reuven and then lends it to Levi, and then the cow dies kedarka, so the socher, Shimon, should swear to the maskir, to Reuven, shemesa kedarka, v'hashoel shehuchayev ba'onsin, and the borrower who is obligated in ones, mishalim is demei hapara la'socher. The borrower who is chayev in ones has to pay the value of the para to the socher. Vim isa, so in other words, Levi has to pay Shimon the socher and not Reuven the maskir. Vim isa, and if it's true that shomer shemaser l'shomer is a poshea according to Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore he has to pay lemalei. Why can't the maskir say to the socher, "Ein ritzayni shei pikdayni biyad acher"? I don't want my pikadon to be in anyone else's hands, and the socher will have to pay, even for ones. Why does the Mishnah say that the socher has to swear, and he becomes pater? If the socher gives a shvua, then he's pater from paying. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he should be chayiv, because the maskir can say, I don't want my pikadon to be in anyone else's hand, and therefore you're obligated to pay me. Animal died, you have to pay. So how does Rabbi Yochanan stem with the Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan says Shomer Shemaser L'Shomer is chayiv. And as we saw earlier in the Gemara, Afilu Shomer Chinam Shemaser L'Shomer Sachar, where he's Shomer Sachar is doing a better Shmira, nevertheless he's chayiv on ones, the original Shomer, because he can say in Ritzoni Shei Pikdoni Biyad Acher. So the Etzem Besiris HaPikadon is already a Pshia. So here there was a Pshia on behalf of the Itzar HaSocher. So how does he get off by swearing? The Maskir can say in Ritzoni Shei Pikdoni Biyad Acher. And just the Gemara Chavaya Skinan, you know what the Mishnah is talking about when it says that the Socher is Pater? Benasnu HaBailim Rishus LaHashil. The Bailim gave him Rishus to lend out the para to somebody else. So since Reuven gave Shimon Rishus to lend it out, and he lent it out to Levi, he can't be Mechayiv him. And the Gemara says, if that's true, then the shoyl should have to pay the bailim, because the bailim, they were mashiel the para, and the socher was just the shliach of the bailim. Habailim hem sheshilu lo et hapara, and the socher was the shliach of the bailim, so let him pay the bailim. What is he paying the socher for? And the Gemara answers, the Bailim said to the Socher, that lend it out, Kirtzoncha. Because I'm not telling you to do it, you're not my shomer, but you're just allowed to. And Mamela, he can't say in Ritzoni Shepikdoni Biad Acher, and the socher gets payment. Masiv Rabbi Chama Bar Rama Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama asks on Rabbi Yochanan. Mafkid Mos Eitzel Chavero, if somebody gives money to his friend, L'shomram Avoro B'chinam. So let's say you give me money to watch Tzaram V'shion L'achayrev, and then I tie them up, put them behind my back, Masin L'vnol V'ito Aktanim V'nol B'fneim, or I gave it to my children and I locked in order that they don't go out, but V'shalokor, I wasn't a good lackey and the money got lost. Chayev, the shomer has to pay because he wasn't shomer the money. Kederach hashomerim, time of the ketanim hagadol and pater. That's because they're ketanim. But if they be gedolim, be pater. So now the divrei Rabbi Yochanan that shomer shemosel the shomer is considered a poshea chayv filu b'aynes. Amai neimalei. Why does the mafkid say to the shomer it's on a shepik don't be ad acher? Why be gedolim would he be pater? Amarava kol hamafkid al das ishto banav hu mafkid. If you're mafkid, it's al das that the shomer is going to give it to his older family members, and therefore it's not considered an ones. Skipping a little bit, Amar Rava Hilchos Hashomer Shemasar LaShomer Chayov. The halacha is that if a shomer gives it over to another shomer, the first shomer is chayov, even be'ones. So it's pashut that if a shomer sachar gives to a shomer chinam, that the shmira is inferior. Elafilu shomer chinam shemasel shomer sachar chayiv. Even a shomer chinam who gave it over to a shomer sachar is going to be chayiv. Not only if he made the shmira worse shmira, but even if he improved the shmira, giving it to a shomer sachar, he's still going to be chayiv. Why? Damrelei. Because the mafkid can say, "Ad mehem and sli b'shvua, I echlo mehem and li b'shvua. I believe you when you swear. I don't believe him when he swears." And even if the other shomer swears, I don't believe him. So therefore, the first shomer cannot rely on the shvua of the second shomer, and to be patur from the bailim. So who's Rabbi Yochanan paskening like? Who's Rabbi paskening like? He's passing like Rabbi Yochanan. That shomer shemosel l'shomer chayif. The only thing is that Rava argued with the Baye as to why shomer shemosel l'shomer is chayif. Abaye explained that just giving over the pikadon is considered a pshia, and therefore he's chayv ba'onsin. Rava holds that giving over a pikadon to a bar das isn't considered a pshia. Just the mafkid can say, "I don't want to accept the shvua of the other person." And according to him, in an instance where the first shomer sees the ones, he can swear and he's off the hook because the mafkid believed him. Or if Eidim were made on the Ones, and Memela there's no Chi of Shavua, the first Shomer is going to be Pater. So that's Rava. So now the Gemara goes on, Itmar. It was said, Pashaba, if the Shomer was Pashaya, Bishmir is Habehema Shufgretzlo, Ufgadetzlo. He didn't lock properly. V'yotzis la'agam, and went out to a place that wasn't guarded from ze'evim or from ganavim, from wolves and from thieves. U'meisa kedarka, and it died kedarka. Abay mishmei derava amar chayiv, rava mishmei derava amar potter. So machlok is whether he's chayiv or potter. Abay mishmei derava amar chayiv, why would he be chayiv? Kol dayna delo dayin ki aydin alav dayanu. Any dayin who doesn't dine this way is not considered a dayin. Lomit by the mandor mitlatsu b'shiv asof b'en is chayiv. Ain't sarach leimar that that's according to the mandomer. That if somebody's poshe at the beginning and at the end there's ones, then he's chayov. So according to that, it's pashut that he's chayov, because here was chilaso b'pshiye b'seifa b'eines elafilu mandemar padrin mandemar holds off chilaso b'pshiye b'seifa b'eines pater hachav. Here, what are we talking about? Chayav here b'mikash elabei mashi atzal la'agam chayav shomer l'shalem. My taima, what's the reason that the shomer has to pay if tchilasu b'shib sof b'anis is pater? Damrinan, because we say have legat lo katla. It could be that the heat, the hot air of the agam of this lake is what caused the death, and memela, the death is pshia. It's not onus. Rabbi Shmuel the Rabbi Omar Potter called the other Langani the Lav Dayan. Who any Dayan who doesn't dine this way is not a Dayan. Because long by Lamar Tchilas B'Shiv Sofven is Potter. It's Pashut that according to Mandarim Tchilas B'Shiv Sofven is Potter. That here he's going to be Potter because he was Sofven Boynas. He'll feel Mandarim Chayev. Even according to Mandarim Tchilas B'Shiv Sofven is Chayev. Here, Rabbi says Potter. Why? I mean, because we say Malach HaMoves. The animal died kedarkas. The Malach HaMoves is going to say Mali Hacha Mali Ha. We say that the Malach HaMoves is going to say Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. What does it matter where the animal is? It died kedarka. It would have died wherever it was. And therefore, you can't be mechayev the shomer, even though he's poshe at the beginning, since the oines was not a result of the pshia. Rava holds that tchilas b'shiva sof oines is chayev is only if the Ones was caused indirectly by the pshia. But here there's absolutely no relationship between what he did and the animal dying, and therefore he's pater no matter what. Skipping a little bit, Amalei Abaye L'Rava L'titcha D'Amris Malach HaMavis Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. According to you, who said that with respect to the Malach HaMavis doesn't care where the animal is, and therefore he's pater, and therefore the shomer is pater because it doesn't matter where the animal is. I have a quote. How does say Rabbi Abba Bar Mammal or Rabbi Ami? That Rabbi Abba Bar Mammal asked Rabbi Ami from our Mishnah. That pater the seicher shemaser l'shoya umesa kedarka, right? Because we learned earlier that Rabbi Yami brings Rabbi Yochanan that shomer shemaser l'shomer without rishus bialim is considered a posheya, and he's chayiv even beones, because the balik pikadin can say, I don't want my pikadin to be in anyone else's hand. And Rav Avraham Memel asked from the Mishnah, that patters the shomer, that patters the socher who gave the para to the shoel in an instance where the animal dies kedarka. In an instance where the animal dies kedarka, the Mishnah says pater. What about Eim Ritzoni Shepikdoni Biad Acher? Why is the Socher pater? Vishani Lei, and Rabbi Ami answered, B'shanasnu lo bailim rishus lahashil. So it's very simple. Don't ask on Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is talking about a specific case, and that is that the bailim gave rishus to the Socher to be mashiel the para to others, and therefore he's pater. But if there was no rishus, then he's chayev because the balam katan was not shepik don't be out acher. Vilemale, you know what he could have answered? If the behemoth would have died bones, and then the onus was indirectly caused by the pshia, then the seicher would be chayev. But since mesa kedarka, Malach HaMavis, Mali Hacha, Mali Hasam. So what does it matter to the Malach HaMavis where the animal is? Could be here, it could be there. And that's why the Socher is Pater. In other words, why do you have to come on to the reason that the Bala Pikada, that why does Rebbe Ami not answer? You know why? Instead of answering that the Bailim gave him Rishus, that's why the Socher is Pater. Because the Bailim gave him Rishus, why doesn't he just simply say, Malach HaMaves, Mali Hacha Mali Hasam? Malach HaMaves doesn't care where the animal is. So don't tell me, Rebbe Ami, it's because the Bailim gave him Rishus, that's why in our Mishnah, the Socher is Pater. Say he's Pater because the Malach HaMaves doesn't care where the animal is. It's not his fault. You don't have to command him giving him rishus. So in fact, the Rav Ami didn't answer that way. So it's muchach shel pachos l'man de'omar. Tfilasa b'pshia b'sof abonis chayav is going to be chayav even if mesa kedarka, against your opinion. Because this is a kashan rava. Rava had a vortz. What was Rava's vortz? Mishmei de Rava. Rava's vortz was that afilu man de amar tchilasa b'pshia b'sof abonis chayav. Here, in our case, where the animal died in the agam, the shomer is going to be pater. Why is the shomer pater? Because we say that the Malach HaMaves doesn't care where the animal is. The Malach HaMaves can kill the animal anywhere. Therefore, it's not his fault. So why don't we say the same thing in the Mishnah? Instead of saying the Mishnah is talking about where he gave the masker, gave the Socher Rishus to lend out the animal, say Malach HaMaves, Mali Hacha Mali Hasan, but he didn't give that answer. So it must be that this is not a proper response. And therefore, if tchilas is chayav, is even in a case where the animal died kedarka. That's the kasha that Abai asked Rava. Amralei, and now Rava says back to Abaye, no. Lady de masnisu, but according to you, you learn pshat Rabbi Yechanan. That Shaymer Shemaser L'Shaymer is Chayiv Ba'onsim, because the Bailim can say Ein Ritzoni She'Pikdoni B'Yad Acher, I don't want my Pikdoni to be in anyone else's hand. Ikelos Felahi Achein Afshar La'Akshot Al Dvarav Eilu B'Mishnatenu. The whole word is, I don't want my Pikdoni to be in someone else's hand. So then we can ask that the Malach HaMaves can say Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. So you're right, he doesn't want his Pikadon to be in anyone else's hand, but at the end of the day, the animal died. The animal would have died wherever it was. So therefore you have a kasha. And our Mishnah. From our Mishnah. If the word is Ein Ritzono She'Pikdoni B'Yad Acher, then you can say, if Ein Ritzono She'Pikdoni B'Yad Acher, and therefore Shomer Shemaser L'Shomer is Chayiv, why in the Mishnah do we say Pater? Why in the Mishnah do we say that the Socher is Pater? So according to your theory, your Abaye, your theory, that the reason in the that Shomer Shemaser L'Shomer is Chayiv because Ein Ritzoni She'Pikdoni B'Yad Acher, then we can taka ask from the Mishnah, if Ein Ritzoni She'Pikdoni B'Yad Acher, why in the Mishnah is he Pater? That's all according to the way you learn. But according to the way. Lididi, but according to me, that I say that the reason the first Shomer is Chayav, why according to Rabbi Yochanan Shomer Shemosu L'Shomer Chayav? I'll tell you why. Because Ant Mehim Nisli B'Shvua Ve'Yach Lo Mehim Nisli B'Shvua. The reason is because he can say, I believe you with a Shvua, but I don't believe him with a Shvua. I believe you with a Shvua, but I don't believe him with a Shvua. Leka la'osva klal. There's no room at all to ask on Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says that the Shomer himself swears. The Shomer himself swears, that's why he's off the hook. And in such a case, Rabbi Yochanan is moideh that the Bailim have to accept the Shvua and he's pater. And therefore, for me, the whole give and take doesn't even start. So bias to Kashan Rava. He said, Lefid Varecha, that the Malach HaMavis can say, Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. Why did Rabbi Ami answer Rabbi Abba Bar Memel and say it's talking about where the Bailam gave Rishus? What does it matter that he gave Rishus? And therefore the Secha should be Pater. He should say Pashut, Malach HaMavis Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. It must be that we don't say the svar of Malach HaMavis Mali Hacha Mali Hasam, and therefore it would come out that Tchilasu B'Pshia B'Sofa B'Ones, even if it's a complete ones and has nothing to do with the Pshia, Chayiv. So that's the way Abai tried to disprove Rava, that we don't say Malach HaMavis Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. That's his Kashan Rava. And Rava responds, no. According to you, the whole Shaka V'Tayr starts. Why? Because you learn that Ein Ratzoni Shepik Dona Biyad Acher, that the whole void is that I don't want my pikadon to be in someone else's hand. Since I don't want my pikadon to be in someone else's hand, so shomer l'shomer so l'shomer is going to be chayiv and onus. Because the Bailim can say I don't want my pikadon to be in someone else's hand. And therefore you can ask from the Mishnah, if ein ratzon she pikadon biyad acher, and how come in the Mishnah the socher is pater? And on that Rav Ami gave his answer, the Bailam gave Rishus. But Lididi, according to what I hold, why do I say that the Shomer Rishon is Chayiv? Because the Bailam can say, you, I believe with the Shvua. Yenim, I don't believe with the Shvua, I don't believe the other guy with the Shvua. And therefore there's no Kasha B'chlal in the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Socher is swearing. So the Socher is believed with a Shvua. So the Mishnah is not a problem. The reason Shomer Shemosel or Shomer is Chayiv is because the Bailim can say, I don't believe the second Socher with a Shvua, I only believe you with a Shvua. But our mission is not a kasha, because in our mission the socher is swearing, and he is believed with the shvua. So therefore, the whole shakal v'tayr doesn't start, and therefore you can't ask on me. Why don't we say the svar of mali hacha mali ha mali chamavis mali hacha mali hasan? Rabbi Yami didn't have to say Malachama b'smali hachamali hasam, because it's not a question on the Mishnah to begin with. The Mishnah is talking about where the Socher himself swears, and therefore the whole Shakla B'Tari doesn't begin. Only according to you we had a Kasha, because you hold that it's talking about where the Bailam gave Rishus to the Shoel to be Mashiel, to the Socher to be Mashiel. Therefore you have a Kasha. So if when he gave him Rishus, it's okay. And you said, so why do you have to come onto that teretz if he gave him Rishus? Say malachamav is malihacham malihasam. You don't have to make this ukimta in the Mishnah. But according to me, we don't have to make an ukimta in the Mishnah, because we're talking about where the Socher swears. If the Socher swears, everything is cool. And it's only Shomer Shemaser LeShomer that the first Shomer can't swear. And so the Bailam can say, I don't believe the second Shomer. So the whole Shakal V'Tari doesn't begin. And therefore you can ask, why don't we say the Teretz of Malachamav is Malihacha Malihasam? Because we only had to get to that Teretz because we have a Kasha in the Mishnah. But we have no Kasha in the Mishnah B'chla. We had a kasha from Rabbi Yechanan, from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanan. So we had to make an ukimta in the Mishnah that it's talking about where the Bailam gave him rishus. We said, why do we say, why do we make such an ukimta? Why don't we say it's malachamav is malihacham malihasam? But that's only shver. If, like you say, that there's a stira in the Mishnah to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah holds that the Socher is Pater, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Socher is Chayev. I would have been in Ritzon Hashem Pekdona Biyad Acher. And the answer is, Nasan Balam Rishus. And in Rabbi Yochanan's case, there was no Rishus. So we say, why don't we just say Malach Mavis Malach Malach Hasam? And that's why it's Pater, we don't have to come on to Nasan Rishus. But Rabbi says, but that's only according to your Mahalach. But according to my Mahalach, it doesn't begin. Because the issue is not believing the first Shomer with the Shvuah, but the second Shomer with the Shvuah, he only believes the first Shomer. And in the Mishnah, the Socher is believed with the Shvuah, so what's the problem? There's no Stira, and therefore we don't have to come on to the Teretz of, to the Ukimta of, Nasan lo Bailam Rishus. It's not talking about where he gave the where the Bailam gave Rishus to the Socher. The reason the Mishnah is Pater is because he's taking the Shua, the Socher is taking the Shua. Now the Rambam in the Parash Mishnayis explains that Mishnah. It's Tomer who is given Rishus. If not for Rishus, then the Socher would be Chayiv. Fishikur etzleinu, because the principle bias is Shomer Shemosel Shomer is Chayiv. Shomer gave over to a Shomer is Chayiv. Elim yesh Edim shlo pasha b'Shomer Shein. Unless you have Edim that the second Shomer wasn't Poshea. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a number of kashas. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, we paskin like Rava. And Rava holds b'taimed Rabbi Yechanan, and the reason Rabbi Yechanan shomer shemosel shomer is chayiv is why? Because at mehimnas li b'shvua, hayach lo mehimnas li b'shvua. You, I believe with the shvua, him, I don't believe with the shvua. And Baruch Hashem, we were married a long time to explain the Gemara, and we see that according to the Gemara, you don't have to come on to the ukimta of nasan la rishus. If you hold that the reason that shomer shemosel shomer is chayiv is because I believe you were the Shavua, but I don't believe the second Shomer were the Shavua, so you don't have to come on to the Yukimta of the Mishnah that the Maskir gave the Socher Rishus to lend it out. And that's why the Socher is Pater. No, The reason the socher is pater is because he's the one doing the swearing. So you don't have to come on to the yukimta of nasan larishus. So why then does the Rambam say that there's an ukimta of nasan larishus? We paskin like Rava, who holds and therefore there's no need for the ukimta of nasan larishus. The reason he's pater is because the socher himself is swearing. Another question is, even according to the reason of ein ritzoni shepikdoni biyad acher, you don't need the ukimta of nasan larishus lahashil, because we paskin like Rava, that if someone was posheya, he's guarding an animal, and he was posheya, he didn't lock it up well, and it went out to the lake, and it died, what do we say? That the Malach HaMaves doesn't care where the animal is. Mali Hacha, Mali Hasam. So if that's true, and it's totally not his fault. You don't have to say that there's an ukimta of nasan larishus lahashiel, that the reason he's pater is because he gave him rishus. We can just say, you know why he's pater? Because the Malach HaMavis says, Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. As the Gemara says, the Abayis is to Rava, you hold that the Malach HaMavis doesn't care where the animal is. So why then did Rabbi Ami answer Rabbi Abba Bar Memel that it's talking about where the Bailam gave Rishus, and that's why there's a Petur in the Mishnah? To say that the Malach HaMavis doesn't care where the animal is, and therefore it's totally not the fault of the Socher. And if it's totally not the fault of the socher, then he's pater. Then that's why the socher is pater in the Mishnah. And that's in fact how we paskin. We paskin that the Malach HaMavis is Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. So if we hold Mali Hacha Mali Hasam, then you don't have to come on to the Ukimta of Nasnu Abayla Mishus Lahashiel. You know why the socher doesn't have to pay in the Mishnah? Because the Malach HaMavis doesn't care where the animal is. And you don't have to come on to Nesinus Rishus. Because in our case, there's absolutely no relationship between him giving over the animal and the animal dying. The animal died because Malach HaMavis says Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. Therefore, it doesn't matter whether or not he gave him rishus. The socher is still off the hook. So why again does the Rambam have to come on to the ukimta of mali hacha mali hasam of shenasim la socher shenasim la maski rishus? Excuse me. Why do you have to come to the ukimta of shenasim maski rishus? The Malach HaMavis can say mali hacha mali hasam. Those are two kashas. The first kasha is that we paskin like Rava, that Shomer Shemasu L'Shomer is Chai, because I'm him Sli B'Shua, Hechlo Mehem and Li B'Shua. And if that's true, we don't need the Ukimta in the Mishnah of Nasan L'Rishus, because the Mishnah of the Socher is swearing, and he is believed with the Shvua, so we don't have to say that he's Pater because he was given Rishus. And even if you hold that the reason is because Vein Ritzoni Shepikdoni Biad Acher, that's why Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Chayiv. You still don't need the Ukimta in the Mishnah of Nasan L'Rishus L'Hashiel. Because we paskin like Rabbah that Pashav Yatzal Agam Umesa, We say that the Malach HaMavis holds Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. It doesn't matter where the animal is. And since it doesn't matter where the animal is, the Malach HaMavis is going to take him wherever he is. So Mimela, you don't have to say in the Mishnah, Shenasim La Rishus. You could say the reason the Socher is Pater is because the Malach HaMavis is Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. And the third Kasha of Rabbi Kiveger is that the Rambam is Soser Atzma Minei Ubei. The Rambam writes, Ikar Aslam Hashem Hashem L'Chayiv, unless they're Edim. If they're Edim, Shalai Pasha B'Hashem R'Sheni, then the Shemer Shemasel HaShemer is Pater. The Socher is Pater. But Adarabah, if we see that they're Edim, and if the Edim say that there was no Pshia, then the Socher is Pater, then why can't the Shavua help? Then the Shavua of the first Socher should also be effective, that there was no Pshia. And if that's true, then you don't need the Yokimta of Nasan La Rishus, since he himself swore Shemesa Kedarka. So once Edom are good to say that there was no Pshia, so why isn't the Socher's own Shavua Shemesa Kedarka? Okay, why doesn't that work for us? The Rambam says, no. You have the Shavua, Rambam says that the reason Shomer Simasha Shomer is Chayev is because there are no Edim. But as long as you have Edim, you're fine. If Edim work, why doesn't the Shavua of the first Socher work? Of the Socher work? And if you have his Shavua, then you don't need that he gave him Rishus, you don't need that the Masker gave Rishus. Because just like Edim can get him off the hook, so too his Shavua can get him off the hook. Those are the three kashas. And then in the next year, we're going to Mirtz Hashem analyze a Rambam in Hilchos Schirus, and then come to an understanding of the Sugya. Be'ezer Hashem b'siyata d'shemaya. Please stay tuned. Mirtz Hashem b'li neder. We will continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.